Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning tonight continues with Tefila Kehilchosa. The topic we've been discussing is the dinim, the laws of Birchas HaTorah. Here's an unusual circumstance, but nonetheless, for some, certainly pious ones, who find themselves, they get up early in the morning and sometimes even what many of us would consider the middle of the night. Mashkim Lilmud Ba'od Laila. A person gets up while it's still nighttime. They want to learn Torah. They went to sleep previously. Now they woke up. And not just a little bit before Shacharis to learn, but they woke up while it was still nighttime. So the question, of course, is what is the obligation of Birchas HaTorah? So the din is, Mevarech Birchas HaTorah. One does recite Birchas HaTorah. V'lo yachzor levarchan im boker. A person does not have an obligation, once it becomes daylight, have an obligation, or at least close to it. Let's call it Alos HaShachar, or close to the Netzachama, to the Vasikin, where maybe one would think that because now it's day, and the difference between night and day, even though the night is the beginning of the next day, but maybe we'll say that the obligation of Birchas HaTorah should change insofar as that the obligation is the next day of Limud HaTorah. So therefore, you would think that you have to say Birchas HaTorah, and the Torah says that you don't. V'lo yachzor, a person does not have to go back. Levarchan im boker, once it becomes daytime. And here's an interesting caveat. Afilu yoshen shuv shenas keva b'terem rayom or b'meshech hayom. Let's just say a person went back to sleep, not just a shenas Arai, but even a Shenas Keva, while it was still, now it's daylight and it's now the Meshech Hayom, even though that would be the case, you know, the din is that one would still have not the obligation to recite Birchas HaTorah, and that which you said in the night still counts, and it's Shalom Al Yisrael. And the explanation that the Mishnah Berurah provides is that Mistama Bidas Adam, that the intention of the person when he recites the Brachas, Livtor Birchoso Im Boker. That means, even though he went back to sleep, even maybe before it was Boker, even when it was Boker, but certainly when it was even before Boker, the assumption is that when he made the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, so the assumption was that he meant for that to also include the day. So Es HaLimud and all of the learning, Ad Shenas HaLaila Shela Achrav, until he went to sleep the next following evening. So here he wakes up in the middle of the night to learn that day. He falls back to sleep on some level at some point, but even though it's a shenas a keva, which is a more permanent type of sleep, so nonetheless, the intention that he had when he recited the bracha of the Birchas HaTorah is to also include all of the learning that would take place throughout the course of the day until he goes to sleep that night following, and so therefore the obligation to recite the Birchas HaTorah again is non-existent. The bracha that he recites carries. Now that's the commentary of the Mishnah Berurah, and it's interesting here in the notes of the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, if, in fact, he wakes up, let's just say he fell asleep and he was planning on getting up to learn, and his plan not only was to get up to learn, but also his plan was to go back to sleep. He had some type of irregular, abnormal, unusual schedule where he was going to fall asleep for a certain period of time, wake up and learn a certain period of time, and that's his das was, la'achar zman, from after a period of time, is to continue his night, his sleep. So azai, so then it depends. Im kam lifnei chatzos, if his getting up was before chatzos, lailo, so lo yivarech, then the bracha that he recited on the previous day should count, even though he went to sleep, but his intention was to get up, and the fact that he got up, and that it was before chatzos, so the bracha is mamshich, the bracha continued, it extended, and therefore he would not have an obligation to recite Birchas HaTorah again. But here's what's interesting, it says there, chashulchan ela, b'koy m'shein is la'achar chatzos, but if he's getting up the second time was after chatzos, so then yivarech, then his obligation would be to then recite Birchas HaTorah once again, because it would have not carried over, and therefore after chatzos already this demarcation of a differentiation of time, and therefore he would have an obligation to then recite Birchas HaTorah again. Alright, we'll stop here and pick up from these dinim, please God, tomorrow. Wish you, from my family to yours, a wonderful and a pleasant evening.